Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We're here today to give you an update on the incident that occurred this morning here in Alexandria. And let me repeat, if I can, some of the facts that we do know at this point. Before I start, though, I want to say that this is an incident is not an active incident. The city is safe. We have an active investigation going on for the incident that took place this morning, but I want to reassure the community here in Alexandria that this city is indeed safe. We will continue to work with the investigation as it moves forward. The facts as we have it this morning, again, at 07:09, 9 minutes after 7 o'clock, we received a call, a 911 call of an active shooter at Simpson Park here on Monroe in Alexandria. Our units responded and were on scene within 3 minutes. The officers received fire from a suspect and they returned fire, and that in part of the investigation is ongoing as we speak. We came to find out that at this event was a practice session for a baseball team involving some representatives from Congress or some employees from Congress. There were Capitol Police individuals, a contingent on scene, and they also engaged with the subject, and I'll let the chief of the Capitol Police respond to that. The emergency medical personnel that responded to the scene from the Alexandria Fire Department, as well as officers from the Alexandria Police Department, provided treatment to a number of individuals on scene. Those individuals, we know that five of them were transported by public emergency medical sources to hospitals within the area to deal with a variety of injuries and treatment. At this point, the Alexandria Police Department, because this case involves the assault on a federal officer, the Federal Bureau of Investigation will be taking over the investigation, and we welcome our work with the FBI. We are embedded and are assisting the FBI along with other agencies that are trying to deal with this particular scene and this investigation of this incident. That said, I would also like to say our gratitude to the allied agencies that responded to this scene. We had individuals from the Alexandria Sheriff's Department, of course, the Alexandria Fire Department, who were initial response, helped us a great deal in trying to manage this thing. And quite frankly, I couldn't be more proud of the men and women that were involved from the Alexandria Police Department. They did an outstanding job from what I hear so far. At this point, I'd like to go ahead and introduce Chief Verderosa from the Capitol Police to come up and talk a little bit about their efforts in this area and what they're doing. Chief?
Thank you, Chief. I would like to first start out by thanking the Alexandria Police, Sheriff's Office, Fire Department, the FBI, ATF, and all of our federal law enforcement and local partners who assisted in this response. Certainly, it's a very large response, and it's going to take a while to sort through all of the details. My units of our Dignitary Protection Division were on site with Congressional Protectee when we had when the incident occurred. They did engage in gunfire with the suspect and were assisted by the Alexandria Police. The officers, the United States Capitol Police officers who were injured, are in good condition and have not suffered any life-threatening injuries at this point. As we get more information, we'll be working through the FBI and our local partners with the Alexandria Police to provide more details as they become available. But at this point, I'd like to turn it over to the FBI.
Good morning, Tim Slater. I'm the SAC, the special agent in charge of the Washington Field Office. And I just want to reiterate what the chiefs have said. This is a secure community at this point. It's an active investigation. However, the security of the community is a paramount, and I want to reassure you that that's the case. So we got involved around 9:30 this morning. Initially, we responded with our National Capital Response Squad from the JTTF per our protocol, and they were assisting our state and local partners. Once it was confirmed that we had a member of Congress that was involved in the incident, we have taken the lead. However, this is a joint command, and this is a joint investigation with our state and local partners, to include who's been at the microphone already, and our partners from ATF, Alexandria County and Alexandria City, and Capitol Police as well. I will take a couple questions in just a second, but I want to turn it over to the governor for a second for a couple comments.
Thank you. Let me, first of all, thoughts and prayers everybody affected by today's incident. I want to congratulate the effort of the state, local, and federal. We're all here together. Early this morning, state police and VDEM were activated. I want to thank everybody who's involved, but I specifically want to thank all the first responders. I have been told that members of the neighborhood and the community came out to be of assistance. This is truly an extraordinary effort. And I also want to compliment the U.S. Capitol Police for their quick action, and through their heroic efforts and others, they saved a lot of lives today. We do everything we can to keep our communities safe. And I once again want to thank all the law enforcement personnel and first responders who were involved today. Thank you.
What can you feel at this point that this was, Clark, what you see, number one, a deliberate planned attack, and are you investigating this now on the basis it could be an act of terrorism by an individual?
Ma'am, it's too early to say. It's really raw at this moment. We're just at the initial part of the investigation. So it's too early to say. We're working in both ways right now.
When you say you're working in both ways, so is one of the angles you're exploring, investigating, that it could be an act of terrorism?
We're exploring all angles.
And do you have any information? It is said that there may be a tentative ID, even if you can't say, or specifics. Are you beginning to narrow down on the identity of the shooter?
Yes, we are.
Was this an assassination attempt?
No, it's not an assassination attempt.
Do you know who he is?
We're still working on it.
Sir, are you certain that members of Congress are being targeted?
Is he American? Is he former military?
We'll not confirm that. No, sir.
Are you certain members of Congress were being targeted, though? Was this an intentional attack on
us? Too early to tell if they were targeted or not.
What can you tell us about whether anyone has suffered life-threatening injuries, and can tell us about the condition?
Don't know. Everybody was transported to hospital and is receiving medical treatment. Just don't know about the life-threatening or not.
What kind of weather? Congress said that the shooter asked, are these Republicans or Democrats? Can you say yet whether you think there is a political motivation?
No, not aware of that at all.
Do you have any information on the weapons?
No information on the weapons. No, don't know yet.
So you think that this could be
random? Don't know. Still, it's really early in the investigation. I don't know any of those facts, right? It's too early to say one way or the other.
Can you give us the condition of the suspect? The suspect was taken to the hospital. Do you know his condition and also the general condition of the officers who were shot?
I think the officers are doing better. I'm not sure about the suspect at this time.
Is the suspect talking to law enforcement?
Say again?
Is there any information on
those? No, ma'am. Not at this point.
Was it that the Capitol Police officers, the security detail, was here with Congressman Scalise in this incident? Can you just give us a sense of the importance of the fact that there were armed officers on the scene when this started?
Members of a dignitary protection, yes, they were here as a protection team.
And the difference it made?
I'm sure it made a significant difference.
Sir, is that suspect talking to you at this point? Is he cooperating? Is he explaining?
I do not know the answer to that.
The security detail, were they Secret Service or Capitol Police?
Suspect's house, is there anywhere else this investigation is taking place?
We have secured the scene, and we're getting through the logical investigative steps at this point as far as cars.
You had said you don't think this is an assassination attempt, and yet it would appear that members of Congress were targeted.
No, I did not say that. What I said is that we are not sure at this moment. It's still an early on in the investigation, and we're working through it.
Is your suspect a local man, or is he from elsewhere?
Do not know yet.
Don't know even if he's from the region?
No, ma'am.
Can you clarify? Among the
five? Say again? I'm not aware of that, no, ma'am.
Sir, you said earlier that it wasn't an assassination. Can you just clarify for it?
Okay. I will. If I said that, I misspoke. It's too early in the investigation to say one way or the other.
Do Can you confirm his appearance? That there's some reports that he had white hair, others that he had dark hair. Can you just tell us what his ID, what he looked like?
No, I'm not aware of what his appearance looks like.
Just a last couple questions.
Given the fact you've laid out, obviously, how much you don't know at this point, how much you're investigating.
Right.
How, with all due respect, can you and the chief and the governor say that if you don't know that the community is safe and this area is safe, how can you rule out, sir, that there is not a broader threat situation?
From the early on in the investigation where we are right now, we think we have a really good handle on it. We just want to run out a couple details before we confirm other additional stuff. Fair enough? I cannot. No, ma'am.
Can we ask the Capitol Hill Police Chief?
I do not know the kind of weapon.
Can we ask the Capitol Hill Police Chief, sir, can we get an update on your officers who engaged the suspect? We understand that they were wounded in the line of duty. Can you give us an update on how they're doing?
Certainly, yes. They are being treated at a local hospital, and the injuries do not appear to be life-threatening at this point.
Did you see their condition, sir, when you listed their condition, sir?
I would categorize from what I've been informed that they're in good condition.
And can you describe what they did, how they engaged the suspect?
Well, we received reports of gunfire through our communications, and then we coordinated with the Alexandria police. So obviously, from the early instance of this incident, it was shots were fired.
But your officers engaged the suspect. Yes,
that's my understanding.
Where were your officers at when they started firing on the gunman? Were they in the field?
We're not. It's just really too preliminary to go into the details of the investigation. Suffice it to say that officers acted, I believe, heroically today, and they're in good condition, and we look for a rapid recovery. So, and with that said, I'll turn it back over
one
to...
One officer, male, one female, is that correct?
I'm not going to comment on the names, numbers, until I'm reasonably sure that next of kin are notified.
So, what about the investigation that tells you anything about the motivation here and whether it was political?
We're not going to go into any kind of motivation, much too preliminary in the investigation.
But anything, any indication of who he shot, what he was doing, there was some...
Again, it's too early on. When the facts come to light, we'll share what we can share. Thank you.
Thank you. Hey, can I have one question? Is the fifth person the victim or is the fifth person the shooter?
We're not going to comment on that. Like the chief said, it's significantly early.
The
and so.
Police department said
are there four victims or five victims?
The person injured was the shooter. Is that correct?
I'm not going to confirm
that. But you can confirm that there were five people injured.
I'm not going to confirm that either.
Chief, you said that earlier.
Now, there were five people transported by public emergency medical personnel to hospitals.
Was the suspect one of them?
I'm not going to comment on that. That's an ongoing investigation issue. But let me comment to the question about the safe community piece. We have several things going on. The police department, after we secured the scene here, did an awful lot of work in the community. We walked the community. We looked for secondary issues. We brought in additional resources and assets so that we could deal with any possible secondary thing. The question that was directed about the investigation, if in fact it reveals something else, then we will certainly respond to that. But right now, every indication in this city is that this is an isolated incident, but the investigation will indeed be long-term. And let me also do a thank you to the agencies that assisted us, and as we canvassed the neighborhoods and looked around the community to make sure this was safe, and that would include the Virginia State Police, and the Alexandria Sheriff's Office, and a lot of folks, even in the neighborhood, came out to kind of make sure that we were doing the right thing.
Were there any other minor injuries?
There were five people transported I won't go into that. I can't speak to the information that the others are reporting, folks. Five people were transported.
Is anybody treated?
I can't speak to that. I'll refer to the FBI on that information.
Governor.
Can we just ask you, from your point of view, on a broader level, and your knowledge about the National Capital Area, your view about the area, did you have any information prior to any of the investigatory agencies that there might be a threat in this area, there might be a threat directly towards Congress? How satisfied are you now, as you stand here, that you have a handle on what happened here and that there is no additional threat in Washington?
I can tell you from the Virginia perspective, from my Secretary of Public Safety, Brian Moran, who's here with me, and VDEM, we had no prior information that would lead us to believe that anything like this was going to occur.
Governor, in general, do you think anything more needs to do to protect politicians?
Well, let me say this. I think we need to do more to protect all of our citizens. I have long advocated, this is not what today is about, but there are too many guns on the street. We lose 93 million Americans a day to gun violence. I mean, I've long talked about this. Background check, shutting down gun show loopholes. You know, that's not for today's discussion, but it's not just about politicians. We worry about this every day for all of our citizens.
Governor Terry McAuliffe of Virginia answering questions after law enforcement went over some bare bones details. They confirmed this is no longer an active incident and insisted the city is safe in Alexandria. Of course, they wouldn't say what leads them to that conclusion. They wouldn't even confirm how many people were shot. They did say that five people were transported to the hospital. They didn't confirm that that does include the shooter.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator Craig Thomas.
In seasons 1 and 2, we were joined by Neil Patrick Harris, Kobe Smulders, Bryan Cranston, Ashley Williams, Wayne Brady, Jenna Fisher and Angela Kinsey, Joe Manganiello, and my brilliant co-creator Carter Bays. And now we are diving into season 3.
So whether it's your 50th rewatch or your first time through, follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.